This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting from the Undisclosed Bunker Studios in the hottest city in America, it's the Steve Sanchez Show.
Donald Trump, nationalism, Hillary Clinton, New World Order globalism.
The most exciting talk radio.
Now it's time for the American people to take back their future.
Friends, wake the heck up.
This is the best talk show I've ever heard in my life.
Brace yourself. Because here he is now, with a Constitution in one hand and a Bible in the other. Your host, Steve Sanchez.
Thank you, Greg Gerringer. Hour number two. Thanks for hanging out with us. Sunday Night Live, 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh into the program. The Steve Sanchez Show. Right now, we've got a really good thread going on in Facebook regarding Obama's daughter and the Lollapalooza event she was in. And the simple question is the media biased? They don't cover Trump. They throw Trump's kids under the bus, but yet the media doesn't seem to want to throw Obama's kids. And look, I have always felt that the president's children are off limits. I don't care if it's a Republican or Democrat. But guess what? When they're 18 and they're out there acting the fool and they should know better, then guess what, baby? If you're going to be in the public eye, you have a responsibility to be a class act. Enough said. And that's for Republicans and Democrats. But I want to focus right now on Hillary. I want to focus on the Clinton machine. I want to focus on the Democrats and the liberals. And I don't even know where to start, because there's so much. But how about we start with this? Day two at the DNC convention is what I believe was Criminal Appreciation Night. And the reason I say this is because mothers of dead violent criminals and Bill Clinton spoke. I mean, because Bill Clinton has done something. I mean, no one ever talks about Bill Clinton's impeachment, do they? But they always talk about Donald Trump's four bankruptcies. But they never talk about Bill Clinton actually was impeached. He was disbarred. But, of course, he's the greatest thing since sliced bread, even though the guy looks like he's high as a kite. If you don't believe me, go to YouTube and just look at some of the videos that night of Bill Clinton at the DNC. So you have the mothers of Michael Brown and some others that spoke at the convention, really throwing the police under the bus, really advocating the Black Lives Matter hate group. And this is the Democrats. This is modern America Democrat. And I mean, the bottom line is that's what pretty much Hillary talked about. When you look and you listen to Hillary and you listen to her speech, she talked about really gun control. She talked about how racist America is, how it needs to be fixed. Hillary is an Obama third term. That's the reality. She says America needs to be fixed, but yet America's great. So which is it, Hillary? America needs to be fixed? Or is America great? Because if America needs to be fixed, your guy has been president for close to 8 years. But here's the deal. Here's really Hillary's platform, friends. It's anti-God. That's the platform. Anti-God, seize your rights, gun control, and abortion. Let's focus on abortion just for a moment. I've got a clip. I want you to hear how sick and twisted the Democrats are. This is who they are. I want you to listen to this clip. If we could play that, Mike.
I was fortunate enough to have these things when I found out I was pregnant years ago. I wanted a family, but it was the wrong time. I made the decision that was best for me, to have an abortion and get compassionate care at a clinic in my own community. Now, years later, my husband and I are parents to two incredible children.
Actually, three.
My
you just killed one of them.
My story is not unique. About 1 in 3 American women have abortions by the age of 45. And the majority are mothers just trying to take care of the families they already have. You see, it's not as simple as bad girls get abortions and good girls have families. We are the same women at different times in our lives, each making decisions that are best for us.
That is the very sick and twisted Elise Hogue, who is the president of the National Abortion Rights Action League. She spoke at the DNC proud that she had the right to choose to murder her baby because the timing just wasn't right. And now she has 2 beautiful children. No, Elise, you have 3. You murdered one of them. Now, I know some people are going to say that's pretty strong, Steve. Well, what do you want me to say? Do you want me to polish it and say that she terminated one of them? Okay, I'll say she terminated one of them. But you and I both already know what that means. I mean, think about this for a minute, friends. Think about this for a minute. When someone's pregnant, let's say 6 months pregnant, and you see them, isn't the natural order of things to say, when's your baby due? They don't say when your fetus is due. Have you ever asked anybody that's pregnant, when's your fetus due? You always ask when their baby's due. So if the baby's really a fetus and not a baby, why do we say when is your baby due? I mean, friends, I can poke holes in the abortion argument, and you know it too. Yes, just because it's the law of the land doesn't make it moral, doesn't make it right. It just makes it anti-God, in my opinion. One man's opinion behind a microphone of thousands of people listening right now. And to really utilize this in the platform tells me that social justice is playing their hand here. Woman power is playing their hand here. But yet Hillary Clinton didn't talk about the Clinton cash, all the contributions from Saudi Arabia. She didn't talk about her foundation. She didn't talk about her emails. None of that. None of that was discussed at the convention. I mean, it's night and day, that convention, compared to the RNC convention. She's really proud of her foundation, though. Hillary's made it very clear that she is really proud of the Clinton Foundation, but has completely hid it from the DNC. Fox News' Chris Wallace, I gotta give him credit, took her to task, talked about gun control. She skirted the issue, but she vows to defend abortion. She vows to, and she's not apologizing for it. She's not saying that she is not going to do it. She literally is saying that guns are going to have a fundamental change. And when Chris Wallace on Fox News interviewed her and said, look, if you aren't part of the legislative process, you're the executive process. If the legislative process and the judicial process says leave guns alone, leave the Second Amendment alone, are you okay with that? She's not. She said that is what? What precedent allows her to do with the pen? That's what she's saying. Friends, this is why I can't stress enough. What's at hand here? What's at stake? Guns are at stake. Now, some people will say, well, Steve, that's just not a big deal. It is a big deal when you got terrorists right now sleeping in neighborhoods that you have no idea, waiting to attack. Are you thinking I'm trying to scare you, friends? This is not a show that tries to scare you with absurdities. It's just not. I'm telling you the truth. Right now, there are sleeper cells in this country, and this buffoon of a president and this buffoon of a potential president wants to increase the number of Syrian refugees unvetted to this country because they said we have nothing to fear. Really? We don't have Secret Service protection, Hillary. We don't have walls around our mansions, Hillary. Most American people live in middle-class neighborhoods. They have a dog. They're concerned for their children, Hillary. But yet guns are on the lips of their tongue. I mean, everything that they say is to take your rights. How people can't see this is beyond me. I'm going to open up phone lines. I want people to weigh in on this, because you have to have some opinion on this. If you're a Hillary Clinton supporter, please, I implore you to call my show. I want to be able to intelligently discuss why. I want you to try to make me understand why. Why Hillary? Why she makes sense for America? 1-877-49-STEVE, 1-877-497-8383. If you listen to Nancy Pelosi at the DNC, she said, guns, gays, and God. That is the white male support for Donald Trump. That, hey, white males want guns, they hate gays, and they love God. Really? Really? That's what white males think? Nancy? I think you're full of crap, is what I think. And most America, I believe, would have to believe that as well. Why isn't the media telling the truth? Why isn't the media showing the record numbers of Latinos behind Trump? Record number of African Americans behind Trump? Muslims behind Trump? Asians behind Trump? Homosexuals behind Trump? This is not an ethnicity thing. This is not a sexual preference thing. This is an American thing. But the Democrats have played the same hand over and over. That's why the undecided voter is the voter they're going after, because they don't pay attention until the last minute. This is what you have to face, friends. Your children's future is at stake. I'm coming to you not as a talk show host today. I'm talking to you as a father, a husband, and a grandfather. And if you can relate to me, you need to give me a call. And you need to express to the American people why either Hillary makes sense or Donald Trump makes sense. Because at the end of the day, one of those two will be the next president, unless Obama gets so afraid that Trump can actually pull it off that he somehow continues to put these phony civil war, race war innuendos in place and then martial law is called. Don't let that out of your lips either, or out of your minds, because I know that we have a secretive and very, very corrupt government. 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh into the program. 1-877-497-8383. Give us a call. Share what's on your mind. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll jump to your phone calls and we'll continue to discuss this and discuss Donald Trump and really where he's at in the polls, because the media is not going to tell you the truth. They're going to continue to lie to you. But here, we'll tell you the truth. We'll be back. Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and if you're like me, it comes midday, my energy level's at an all-time low, I'm getting ready to crash, so I tend to go to the cup of coffee or the energy drink that's sold at the store that we all know isn't good for us. Well, some friends of mine just reintroduced me into Youngevity. In fact, it's something called Pollen Burst Plus, and I'm talking about an energy drink that doesn't make you crash. In fact, it's healthy for you. It's got something called the New Zealand Black Currant, which is a natural antioxidant that gives you bursts of energy that last for hours, no crashing. This stuff increases my energy, it helps with the anti-aging process, and it even curbs the appetite. I've got representatives standing by now to give you a free report and lecture from Dr. Joel Wallach called Dead Recipe. I think the title speaks for itself. Call now, 877-936-2662. That's 877-936-2662. Get that free lecture and get questions answered for your own health issue regarding longevity and how it could possibly benefit you. 877-936-2662.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, it's more of the Steve Sanchez Show.
All right, welcome back. Steve Sanchez, 1-877-49-STEVE, the Steve Sanchez Show.com website. Check it out. Facebook and Twitter are there. Make sure you follow me on those social media platforms. If you're not following me, go do that right now. The Steve Sanchez Show.com website. Again, phone lines are open. 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh into the program. We've been really breaking down in detail, as we did the following week with the Republican National Convention, what happened with the DNC in Philadelphia. It was crazy. I mean, this looked like a concert. Katy Perry performing. You got Meryl Streep up there blushing. And you've got a night of criminal appreciation, throwing the police under the bus. This is not America. I happen to believe that this administration is such an anti-God administration. I mean, did you see the prayer? Did you see the prayer at the RNC, thanking the Lord, heads bowed, talking about how God's hand and the favor, all the things that you would want to hear? And then at the Democratic National Convention, you hear a woman who is a minister actually just try to uplift Hillary, never really mentioning God. It's so night and day. Have we just lost the battle? I mean, is the book of Revelations right now coming to pass? Are we in the end times prophetic revelation happening right now in America and there's nothing we can do about it? I mean, think about that. When you see what you're seeing, what else could it be? Modern day Sodom is what I believe it is. I mean, what else is it? This is where the rubber meets the road, friends. Right here, right now. You never thought in a million years you would see police officers being gunned down on the streets of America. You never thought in a million years that you would see literal hate groups getting the time of day, like the domestic terrorist group Black Lives Matter. Never in a million years would you think that you would have a commander-in-chief not able to even say radical Islamic terrorism, and you've got Hillary Clinton who can't say that either. Never in a million years. So you tell me what's unfolding in front of our very eyes if it's not what I said. You tell me. I mean, right now, we are facing an epidemic. One of evil. Producer Nate, did I go long? Do I have time for some calls? Okay. I'm going to have to take a break, and when we come back, this was a short segment, I'll go back to the phone calls here. So just hang out, and we'll be back with you. 1-877-49-STEVE. Still a couple phone lines available. 1-877-497-8383. I want to make sure everybody gets a chance to weigh in. This half hour being brought to you by our friends over at the Royal Metals Group. I hate to be an I told you so type of guy, but look at what gold and silver is doing, and look at how the stock market is getting ready to collapse just like it did in 2008. In fact, I've got a DVD from former Federal Reserve President Richard Fisher basically saying the same thing. He's saying this, and this is what's important to get. He's saying they committed fraud in 2008 to collapse the U.S. stock market, and they're going to do it again. But this time, friends, we know who the insiders are, and we've got the goods, and we're going to release those goods to you in this special free report from our friends at Royal Metals Group. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888. 772-2929 to get that report in your hands. Friends, look, here's the deal. So many people lost a ton of dough in 2008. Do not, and I repeat, do not allow this to happen again to your retirement dollars and your kids' college education fund. You better know what the insiders know, and they know a lot, and they're not talking. But guess what? We know the insiders that now are the outsiders who are blowing the lid off of what they're doing. Again, this free report will change your financial life. So get it now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. All right, friends, look, quick break, and when we come back, I promise you, we're going straight to the phones. Don't go away.
You're listening to Steve Sanchez. Call him now at 1-877-49-STEVE.
Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and you hear me on my show talk about the economic calamities facing America. I've got a question for you. Why is it that J.P. Morgan in 2012 owned 5 million ounces of silver, and as of April 2015, they now own 55 million ounces of silver? What do they know that we don't know? Well, look, my friends at the Royal Metals Group, they have the inside scoop on what J.P. Morgan knows and many other of these large globalist institutions making moves right now in precious metals. Look, there's no doubt that the stock market's up, the stock market's down, and we're coming towards an economic crash. The question is when? I don't know, you don't know, but we need to be prepared, and we can't crisis plan. I've got a free report that explains it all. It's an insider's look. Call right now, 888-772-2929 to get that free report. That's 888-772-2929, 888-772-2929.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days.
Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Program. Steve Sanchez hanging out with you Sunday night. Glad to be here. This is the only place to be on your talk radio dial. Let's go back right to our busy calls here. Let's go first up to Leroy in Atlanta. You're up first. What's on your mind?
Steve, first I'm going to start with the Hill of the Beast. Did you hear the other night when she said that I'm not here to change the Second Amendment. I'm not here to take your guns. I just don't want you to get shot by somebody that shouldn't have one.
Exactly.
Well, is that a backhanded way of her saying, well, if I shoot you, then it's okay?
Well, you know, it's yeah. I mean, one thing about Hillary Clinton, Leroy, she's just like Bill. They're very polished in what they say. They can tell you one thing, but that one thing has such a different meaning you have loose cannons on your hands with a Hillary, just like you did with Bill. She's worse. She's worse. In fact, we're going to have next week as a guest for one full hour of our show, Gary Byrne, the former Secret Service agent to Bill and Hillary Clinton, and he's going to blow the lid off of how temperamental, how cruel, rude, mean, obnoxious that this woman is. It's going to be really, really cool, so you definitely want to hang out and hear that next week.
Yeah, I've heard a few of his interviews on other shows, but yeah, he has a lot of information. But I did want to talk about some of the shootings police have been engaged in. Here one recently, this happened a day ago in New Jersey. Shooting of a 76-year-old man by state police is being called a tragic mistake. He survived, but that's not the point. Can they actually narrow down who they're supposed to shoot and who they not? I mean, with the Michael Brown situation, I know you may see it different, but I find it really hard to believe that anybody, black, white, they can be purple, will walk up on a cop in their car and take their gun. Steve, there's people walking around with guns who aren't cops, and nobody's walking up and taking their gun.
Yeah, no, I was on vacation. I just rolled into town this week, so it was limited access, and the access I did have, I was watching the DNC trying to get show material, but I didn't hear about the shooting in New Jersey. But I'll tell you this, Leroy, and I'll go on record of saying this, and I've said it before, if this shooting, in fact, was unnecessary, the cop needs to be fired and have the highest degree of consequences put against him. I mean, I am one of the few on radio that will stand on that. I don't like dirty cops. Dirty cops have no business being on the streets. I've said that. It's a minority. Nevertheless, they're still out there. They have to be stopped. So I can't comment on what the facts are until I know them, but I will, and then I'll definitely comment again. Going back to Michael Brown, though, I mean, bro, it is conclusive. I mean, you even had witnesses that are from the black community there that collaborated the police officer's statements that, in fact, Michael Brown, because he was so high on dope, charged the officer. And you and I both know that if you're on PCP or you're on any type of amphetamine or drug, or if you just have a screw loose, you will do the unthinkable. And just moments before this happened, we have to agree, we saw the video footage that he's in there ripping off cigars and some other things and kind of roughing up the store clerk. So this was no gentle giant.
Well, hold on, Steve. If you look at the entire video, and I was out there with you, so I was able to catch a lot of it. That Friday was when they finally showed still footage. I don't give the media much credit, but I will on this one. As soon as they came out with those still photos, the media that was there said, hold on, where's the video? When you see the video, the entire video. Yeah, he took stuff off of that counter, but him and the guy with him put those things back. As far as the people that you said corroborated the policeman's story, corroborate is a bit strong for the simple fact that the district attorney, and my wife and I saw this at 8:30 a.m., probably about maybe a month or so after all of this happened, on a Saturday morning on an ABC national feed, they came out and said that district attorney knowingly put witnesses on the stand in front of the grand jury that he knew was lying. Now, what district attorney who is serious about their job is going to put anybody that will lie on a grand jury stand?
Yeah, see, some of the things
want.
That, see, and what you're saying is that's never been, that's not fact. That has been a lot of innuendo.
Hey,
let me finish. I'll tell you, I know this.
It's
definitely not fact. Let me tell you, some of those in the community and in the neighborhoods are scared for their life, because you and I both know what's going to happen. But thank God there's decent people that will speak up for the truth. In fact, there was a YouTube video that went viral. There was a young man that taped the whole thing, and you hear him talking to his friend saying, can you believe that guy, and he didn't say guy, ran up on that cop like that? Leroy, I'm going to be straight with you. That the kid, I don't want to see anybody dead. I don't roll that way, man, but I'm going to tell you something. There has to be a respect for law and authority. This guy that was the police officer has a clean track record of never any abuses. In fact, they went back, and many have come out to say that this was a guy that would literally pull up on a street corner and play basketball with some of the neighborhood kids. You're not going to convince me, and most of America they're not convinced, Leroy. I got to bail, though, man. I got other calls. I got to bail, bro. Thank you. I can't sit and argue the case of Michael Brown for the rest of our lives. The guy was a thug. You saw the video. You know, here's what happens. There's consequences when you do the unthinkable. I'm sorry. It was proven. It's fact. And we've gone over this upside down and sideways. It is conclusive. Are there cops that are dirty? Yes. I've said it. If a cop is dirty, it's proven. The cop needs the highest degree of consequences. Not just a firing, not just losing his pension, but jail time, prison for life, in my opinion. I will stand on that, but I cannot allow our opinions to outweigh the evidence. Just can't allow it. All right, let's go to Randall in Las Vegas. You're up next. Randall, what's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for having me on, Steve.
Sure thing. What's on your mind, my man?
I'm going to get to that right quick. I do want to make a comment. I completely agree with your point about the last caller you were talking to about cops. If they are found guilty of actually, you know, shooting someone with no need for it, they should be tried just like a regular civilian would, pretty much first-degree murder.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty simple stuff, Randall. I mean, you know, you and I get it. Most of America gets it. But the race thing always gets in the way, and I'm a guy that is colorblind. Color means nothing to me. I'm about character. I'll hang out with anybody if they're cool, they love the Lord, and they're doing the right things. Man, that's how I roll. So I'm just a colorblind guy, but too many times race gets in the way and excuse the judgment of many people. But I'll let you get the last word. I know you called on something regarding Hillary and Trump.
Yeah, when I was driving home, I heard you say you wanted listeners to call in and say why, give a reason why you would support either one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I am one of the people who were taught never to pick the lesser of two evils. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to call in and put my opinion. The only way this system's ever going to change is if people quit participating in it, in my opinion. Because the more and more people become complicit and go vote for a Trump or go vote for a Clinton, and we all know the history of Trump. He does not have a squeaky clean history. He's been in bed with Hillary since the early 90s when Bill was president and Hillary was, you know, running around as the first lady. But so Trump doesn't have it either. I think everyone knows the story on Hillary. They have a new movie out, Clinton Cash, on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Right. People need to check that one out. But no, I was always taught never to pick the lesser of two evils. If they're both evil, you don't participate. Because the more you become complicit and participate, the more they're like, oh yeah, people are voting, they're changing things, but nothing's really actually changing. You're getting the same face, like, it's, you know, you're getting the same type of person up there.
No, I understand. You're making great points. Let me ask you a question, Randall, and if it's too personal, you don't have to answer it, but let me ask you, are you a Christian?
I was growing up, but not really anymore.
Do you believe in God? Believe there's a God?
I believe there is a God, yeah.
Okay.
I believe there's an intelligent creator.
Okay, now let's just use that, because this is not a religious show, even though I'm a Christian, but let's use that for a second. In the Bible, there's a chapter called Isaiah 45. And at that time, you know, and you're not a Christian, let's just look at the Bible's literature for a moment. Okay. In the Old Testament, during the time of Isaiah chapter 45, there was the same types of things going on then that are going on now. I mean, chaos at every level. No trust, political system, you know, just the gamut. God had to use a ruler at that time that was not what you would call the squeaky clean guy. But he used this guy because he knew this guy, because of his past, could actually do some good for the present and the future. That guy was King Cyrus, and he was a wrecking ball. And if you go read the Bible, just as literature, to humor me, I can assure you when you read it, you, because you sound like a really smart guy, you're going to say, wait a minute. I kind of get what Steve's saying, that even though Trump has this past, which we all do, that shouldn't dictate who he is today. And in fact, if you are a Christian, which you're not, but many people are, James Dobson, the president of Focus on the Family, has gone on record saying that he knows for a fact that most recently Donald Trump accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. So his past shouldn't dictate his present. That's what I'm saying. I'm up on break, man. I'm sorry I got to bounce, Randall. Thanks for the call. But Randall, here's the deal. If you just look at that for a moment, then you'd have to understand that you can't use the so-called squeaky past or non-squeaky past, because if that's the case, and I was going to be judged by that, I shouldn't be on talk radio. You see what I'm saying? All right, man. I appreciate the call. Good challenging call. 1-877-49-STEVE. Quick break. Back to the phones when we return.
Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and you hear me on my show talk about the economic calamities facing America. I've got a question for you. Why is it that J.P. Morgan in 2012 owned 5 million ounces of silver, and as of April 2015, they now own 55 million ounces of silver? What do they know that we don't know? Well, look, my friends at the Royal Metals Group, they have the inside scoop on what J.P. Morgan knows and many other of these large globalist institutions making moves right now in precious metals. Look, there's no doubt that the stock market's up, the stock market's down, and we're coming towards an economic crash. The question is, when? I don't know, you don't know, but we need to be prepared, and we can't crisis plan. I've got a free report that explains it all. It's an insider's look. Call right now, 888-772-2929 to get that free report. That's 888-772-2929, 888-772-2929.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
No sitting around the campfire singing Kumbaya here. It's more of the Steve Sanchez Show.
Dell's blasting the media for basically, well, rigging polls. In fact, Reuters is rigging polls to show Clinton winning. And this is Pat Cadell. This is a Democratic strategist, one of the few honest strategists left in America. The guy's a Democrat, but he calls it as it is. And I've got to give him a lot of credit because he is saying Reuters is literally making you think, and I've been saying this for a week, friends, that Hillary is so much further ahead of Donald Trump in the polling, which is a lie. And I've been trying to tell you that for a long, long time. So I just thought I'd throw that out there so that you don't get nervous. A lot of work to do, but nevertheless, you need to know the truth. All right, let's go back to the busy calls here. We got Ron in North Carolina. Ron, you're up next. What's on your mind?
Good evening, Steve. Thank you for welcoming me to your program. What I wanted to make, topic I wanted to make is that with the situation in Benghazi when, you know, Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, mm-hmm. and what kind of disaster that ended up as. Now, when Obama sat on the UN Security Council as a chairman, he did not go through Congress. He went through the United Nations to get approval for Libya. And they're trying to remove certain leaders in the Middle East so they can have leeway through other people. And, you know, I applaud all the Muslim, Christian, everybody that's behind Donald Trump. They don't see things the way it happened. I mean, in 1974, the Club of Rome divided the world up in 10 different nations, you know, which includes America, Canada, Mexico, South America, Australia, New Zealand, Western Europe, Eastern Europe, and Japan, and down to North Africa. But what I want to know is the things I know for sure. I don't know what's going on, but it's something in that Pentagon. It can formulate what goes on this entire earth. It's inside that Pentagon. It's at the 32nd or down Freemasonry, which is not the work of Jesus Christ. And I know that the blacks, black people involved in that, that's who's doing it. I mean, they're using some of the people at the lower end of that Illuminati scale to do mm-hmm. this.
Right.
And, you know, I really don't like it. I don't like what America's turned into. I don't like the spiritual nature. I know the Antichrist is going to come in. He's gonna stop the sacrifices and the temple. Israel is going to pull out. And, I mean, every nation on earth is going to invade Jerusalem. So what I'm saying is that Ronald Reagan got on TV and told Mr. Gorbachev to tear down those walls. Those walls or whatever's going on at Pentagon have to be torn down. Well, I mean, I know we talk about president, we talk about leaders and this and that.
Mm.
What's going on spiritually inside that Pentagon has to be unveiled. I know it is. I mean, I know what's done to me. It's done to this entire world. And
well,
I know
there's
a spiritual demon at work.
Well, yeah, there's no question about it, and it's a short break, and I appreciate you weighing in, Ron. Thanks for the call. And, you know, in the third hour coming up here after Top of the Hour News, we're going to get into a lot of this, ironically enough. We're going to talk a lot about the New World Order and some of the corruption that's going on inside the Pentagon, some of the corruption that's going on in the banking industry, Wall Street, in the White House, and in Main Street. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to break things down in the third hour and kind of basically just give the American people their one last shot to really understand what's in front of them, because before you know it, November 8th will be here. And I understand we can't change the clock. We can't change what is going to unfold biblically, but yet we are vessels that can do a whole lot of good in the interim. And I believe with all my heart that God wants to extend the time on earth so that you can enjoy your families, you can have the prosperity, the kingdom on earth that he talked about. I believe that. But we've removed God. And if you keep removing God, does God just finally leave and say bye-bye? 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh into the program. We've got Top of the Hour News next. But look, when we come back, hour number three is chilling. And then, of course, I've got a bunch of calls on hold. I promise I'm going to take those calls when we come back. So just hang out and keep your place in line. By the way, two phone lines still open. 1-877-49-STEVE. 1-877-497-8383. We'll be back.
It's 2015, and you've probably got a lot of goals and a lot of plans. But with this Obamacare hanging over everybody's head, you need to make sure you know what you're doing and how you're doing it. This is Steve Sanchez, and you hear me talk about Obamacare, its effects, and government intervention, and I've got a solution for you. In fact, my friends at the Davis-Miles Law Group have a solution for you. Founding partner and attorney Greg Miles has authored a book called The Bare Necessities to Protect Your Business, The 8 Steps You Need to Take Now. Look, you need that book, and we're giving it to you, the Steve Sanchez Show listener, for free. Simply call 877-307-8383. That's 877-307-8383 for the free book, The Bare Necessities to Protect Your Business, The 8 Steps You Need to Take Now. With Obamacare hanging over your head, you need to make the right decisions for your family, your business, and your future. 877-307-8383. 877-307-8383.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.